Join us on a voyage of discovery with Mohlomi Kekeletso Maobane as we peel through the annals of South African football folklore. Come along for the journey. Show your love. Know your game.
Zanzi Football Chronicles. Andre Arendse, the player who defied age. In a country where 25-year-old footballers are considered young and those in their early 30s over the hill, you would be forgiven for not believing that a player in their mid-40s would represent a team in the PSL. Yet, that is exactly what Andre Arendse did when at the ripe age of 45 years, 10 months and 22 days, he represented Bidvest Wits in a league match against University of Pretoria. Arendse's record-breaking feat, which happened on the 1st of May 2013, was a fitting finale to a glittering playing career that spawned over two decades. Andre Arendse was born on the 27th of June 1967 in Cape Town. He initially played as a striker in his youth, turning out for current First Division side Vasco da Gama. By the time he joined the now-defunct Cape Town Spurs in 1991, he had switched from goal poacher to goal minder. His initial stay at Spurs was unsuccessful as he could not command a regular starting berth. He was loaned to Santos the following year. It was an inspired loan move as Arendse managed to play 38 games for the people's team, resulting in Spurs promptly calling him back in 1992. This time around, Arendse managed to establish himself in the Spurs team that was a side on the rise. In 1995, under the tutelage of Mitch Diavre, the Coastal side managed to win the double, which is the NSL League Championship and Pop Save Super Bowl, with Arendse being one of the team's star performers. Things were equally on the ascension for Arendse on the national team front. After years serving as an understudy, he had managed to wrestle the Bafana Bafana starting berth from Steve Crowley, and he took his club form to the national team. Arendse did not concede a goal in his first 8 game, a period totaling 600 minutes. He was between the posts when Bafana Bafana won the 1996 AFCON. This continental triumph and South Africa's readmission to international football 4 years prior had opened the door for many local players to further their career in the other leagues of the footballing world. The likes of Helman Mkelele, Lindabu Telezi, Steve Kompela, Godfrey Sapula and Fanny Madida were based in Turkey. Suze Mutaung, David Nyati and Sean Bartlett were in Switzerland. Dr. Kumalo followed Kaiser Motaung's footsteps by joining an American team, while Phil Masinga and Lucas Radebe had joined English Premiership side Leeds United. Arendse was not to be left out in the football migration, and it was to the English Premier League where he went in search for greener pastures. He could only master 23 games in 2 seasons, and in the year 2000, he was back in Cape Town in the books of Santos. Santos is not a South African superpower by any stretch of the imagination. However, when Arendse rejoined the Cape side, they were under the supervision of a shrewd coach who was adept at building cup-winning sides. Gordon Eagerson had won the inaugural PSL Championship with unfancied Manning Rangers in 1996 and was the reigning league champion coach after winning his second PSL title with Ezimnyama Ngenkani in the 2000-2001 season. It was a brief yet successful stint Eagerson had enjoyed with Pirates. Besides the league title, Pirates had also annexed the PP Top 8 and were losing finalists to AX Cape Town in the Rothmans Challenge. However, before the very next league season had kicked off, Eagerson had left Pirates. He bought out his contract and joined a Santos team that no pundit expected anything special from. Eagerson had his own vision. He told the players under his tutelage in no uncertain terms that he did not expect anything less than the league title. Those who did not share the vision were shown the door, as seen in the case of the late Abraham Rasilimani. Come end of the season, Eagerson's bunch of no-name brands were league champions, with Andre Arendse playing an important role in the team's triumphant campaign. Santos won the league 5 points ahead of their nearest rivals, and they only conceded 30 goals in that campaign. Only Jomo Cosmos, who finished fourth on the table, conceded fewer goals, with their defense breached 29 times. This was Arendse's second league title, and he was imperious in goals for Santos. He kept the most clean sheets for the season, which is 13 in total, and he was also crowned the PSL Player of the Season. Eagerson was on the move once again the following season, joining Santos' crosstown rivals AX Cape Town. Abubakar Solomons took over the reins at Santos, and as fate would have it, AX and Santos met in the finals of the Absa Cup. It is the latter that emerged victorious, as goals from Tyrone Arendse and Fiz Moloi, plus yet another Andre Arendse clean sheet, ensured that Santos lifted the trophy courtesy of a 2-0 victory. In the 2000-2003 season, Arendse was on the move once again, joining Tshwane outfit Mamelodi Sundowns, where he won his third PSL title. A subsequent move to SuperSport United followed, where Arendse won his fourth and fifth league title. In 2009, the veteran keeper decided to hang up his gloves, pulling the curtain on one of the more glorious careers of the modern game. Besides the five league championships, Arendse won two Bob Save Super Bowl titles, an Absa Cup title, and an African Nations Cup title. He won the PSL Player of the Year in 2003 and played for the FIFA World Stars in 1997. Arendse earned 67 caps with Bafana Bafana and played 431 games in the PSL, making him number 5 in the most PSL games played list, behind Idris Barton with 592 matches, Neil Tovey with 519 matches, Brian Baloyi with 464 matches, and Mark Anderson with 446 matches. After dropping out of the 1998 World Cup in France due to injury, he finally made his World Cup debut in the 2002 World Cup in Korea, Japan. For all his achievements, Arendse is human and also had his limitations, and sadly, it was at the biggest platform, the Asian World Cup, where these shortcomings were exposed. In the group opening match against Paraguay, he charged out of his line to intercept a cross. He completely missed it, and the Paraguayans capitalized on the error by scoring the game's opening goal in a match that eventually finished 2-2. In the final group match against Spain, Arendse let a harmless ball pass under his body, allowing iconic Spanish striker Raul to score the easiest goal of his career. A great and acrobatic showstopper, crosses, distribution, and organizing his defense were clearly not Arendse's strengths. After hanging his gloves in 2009, he was recruited by his former national team mentor, Clive Barker, to Beat Best Vets, where the dog had been appointed the head coach. As much as Arendse was recruited to the Milpark team as a goalkeeper coach, he eventually played two games for the Students, one of which was his record-breaking game. And it was all a matter of fortune, perhaps even intuition, that led to Arendse breaking the record under the spotlight. At the beginning of the 2013 season, Barker advised Arendse to register as a player just in case his services were to be required during the course of the season. It proved to be a masterstroke by the wily old fox that is Clive Barker. Beat Best Vets had four goalkeepers in their books that season, but thanks to a bizarre set of circumstances and bad luck with injuries, the Students found themselves in need of Arendse's services. Jackson Mabokwane broke his leg in training, and Emil Baron took over the goalkeeping reins. Sadly, Baron also broke his foot in a match against Pirates, and it was the worst possible time for Baron to suffer the injury because Ryan Harrison had recently undergone surgery after breaking his finger and Steve Hoffman was recovering from an ankle injury. Barker then turned to Steven Barr to cover for Baron. Barr, however, was 17 years old, and Barker felt he would be putting the youngster under way too much pressure. And so, Andre Arendse was called upon to unhang his gloves and mind the goal. In doing so, once again, the man from Cape Town set another milestone by breaking a record that, interestingly, was set by fabled former Liverpool and Zimbabwe goalkeeper Bruce Robelaar. Robelaar had moved to South Africa in the late 1990s and took over the coaching reins at Seven Stars, leading them to fourth on the table. In 2001, he took over a struggling Hellenic and saved them from relegation. In the last game of the season, against Kaizer Chiefs, he started the game between the posts, playing for 20 minutes. He was 44 years old at the time, thereby becoming the oldest player to play in the PSL. It is a record that would stand for 12 years, eventually broken by the peerless Andre Arendse, who was 45 years, 10 months, and 22 days old when he represented the Students against Turks on the 1st of May 2013. This record-setting act was a fitting climax to a career that any player in the world would be proud of. My name is Mohlomi Kekeletso Maobane. I am a writer with a particular interest in South African and African football. My view of the game of football is predominantly historic. Documenting football has been, without a doubt,
the most fulfilling thing I have ever done. To paraphrase the writer Corey Bryant Penn, the game has been good to me and preserved my youth. Not only did it capture my goals, it told me the truth.